Good morning and welcome to FOSDEM. Today I'm going to talk about LibreOffice technology, a concept that we have just introduced with the announcement of LibreOffice 7.1. LibreOffice technology is the result of 10 years of development in the right direction. Today, we have the same processing engine common to all modules of LibreOffice. This is based on a cleaned and refactored source code with a focus on code quality and consistency, and is supported by easy and extensive APIs. At the end, LibreOffice technology is the best open source platform for personal productivity. This is a timeline of the main milestones since 1985, when Marco Burris released StarWriter. It's over 30 years that we are working on the engine, and we have, over the years, we have announced products like StarOffice, then open source product like OpenOffice, then open document formats, and then LibreOffice, and the evolution of the open document format up to 2021, when we have announced LibreOffice 7.1 community. The addition of the community label marks the change of a communication strategy for LibreOffice that we will maintain over the next 10 years. This image gives a visual representation of the technical depth that LibreOffice got in 2010 when the source code was forked from the source code of OpenOffice.org. The issues at the time were that the code was too complex for the average developer and the build environment was difficult to create and manage.